This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Pandemic relief payments to millions of Americans seem to be in jeopardy after Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the coronavirus relief package. This after U.S. President Donald Trump demanded to more than triple direct payments. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved a $900 billion coronavirus relief package that includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. Mr. Trump has suggested he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Christmas celebrations have been scaled back around the world because of the COVID pandemic, but the World Health Organization says that's the way it needs to be this year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
At the Vatican, midnight mass had to be held earlier in the evening to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. There were only 200 people carefully spaced inside the massive St. Peter's Basilica, the same at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Hundreds of millions of people are today making great, heart-wrenching sacrifices by staying apart to stay safe.
He says it's a slap in the face to healthcare workers and first responders for people to ignore the health warnings and congregate over the Christmas holiday.
We must not squander their sacrifices.
COVID-19 has killed more than 1.7 million people around the globe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexico becomes the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first shipment of its 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine Thursday. Also Thursday, Costa Rica was preparing to vaccinate two senior citizens in a home near